Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 190, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Stay with that for a moment. Don't rush past it. It carries weight. Paul writes this from inside a prison, not from a retreat, not from a quiet season of life, from chains. And yet he speaks of peace, not as something he achieved, but as a reality that comes from outside of him, from the very character of the Father, the peace of God. Not the peace you build through effort, not the calm you try to manufacture when you breathe deep and white-knuckle your way through a hard day. This peace is not yours, it is his, and that is exactly why it holds when yours cannot. It surpasses all understanding. That doesn't mean it's irrational. It means it exceeds what any human calculation could ever produce. The mind tries to explain, tries to solve, tries to find a way through, and sometimes it comes up empty. But God's peace does not depend on the mind reaching a conclusion. It sustains you even when you don't understand yet, especially when you don't understand yet. And look at what the text says. It does. It guards. The original Greek word is military. This is not a gentle embrace. It is a garrison of soldiers posted at the gate of your life. God's peace does not merely walk beside you. It stands watch. It holds its post. It keeps anxiety from storming the center of who you are. And it guards both entry points, the heart and the mind. The heart where your affections are born, where your fears and loves and hopes take shape. The mind where your thoughts rise, where the narratives you tell yourself at 3 a.m. get written. God leaves neither one unguarded. You do not have to protect alone what he has promised to keep. But notice where this guarding happens. In Christ Jesus. Not in a good attitude. Not in a wellness routine. The protection you receive is tied to the position you hold in him. The cross is why peace is possible at all. Because it is there that the separation was settled. That the final fear was defeated. That the source of all peace was thrown open for you. So today, before breakfast, do one thing. Name one thought, one worry, one weight you have been carrying alone, in your head, in your chest. Write it down on paper. Pull it out of the interior and say out loud with your own voice, Lord, I hand this to you. Guard my heart and my mind today. That is not a formula. That is a posture. That is you acknowledging that the watch is not your responsibility. It is his. And he is faithful enough to keep what he promised. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.